I'm down at Parliament House. It's the 29th of July. It's the day after our new Premier was announced, Ben Carroll. But of course, the same problems still remain. The idea that they want to cut Vic Health, which is part of the government that investigates and generate campaigns to support good health outcomes for Victorians. $45 million they say they'll save if they cut it. But of course, there's quite a few people here telling us that in fact, that's a false belief. From 3CR, do you want to tell us a little bit about why you're here?
Yes, so my professional background is health promotion. So Vic Health is really the backbone of all the programs testing. I use, things like Quit and SunSmart and This Girl Can, all of those programs I've used in my work. Also our local council, Mount Alexander Shire Council, I've come all the way from Castlemaine, has endorsed that Vic Health is properly funded and remains independent as well. So it's certainly a program or an organisation that in Mount Alexander we've benefited from a lot. We've done a program about reducing alcohol harm in Castlemaine that's a Vic Health funded program.
Oh, okay. So we're talking about a department that actually helps the whole of Victoria, not just urban spaces.
Absolutely. In regional Victoria, we've had This Girl Can program running in Chewton, and we've had the alcohol harm reduction program in Castlemaine. And certainly as a health promotion practitioner, I've been to a lot of professional development activities in Bendigo, and other work colleagues have also attended those sessions.
Were you shocked to hear that they were thinking of cutting it because they didn't think it was important enough?
Probably a little bit prepared for it, because in all honesty, during COVID, I was thinking all the money they're throwing at acute, they're going to blow the health budget, and prevention is always the first area that goes. So I was kind of a little bit prepared.
But also prevention reduces costs down the line, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So the sign, which you can't see on radio, for every, this was a big government report that was done, which said that for every dollar that we spend in prevention, we're actually saving $14 in care. So as you can imagine, someone being in hospital and hooked up to machines and having staff around them all the time, and staff being doctors who are a lot more paid than professionals doing prevention, that's a lot more expensive.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thousands of you signed a petition to save Vic Health, triggering a debate in the Victorian Parliament, and that is happening this evening. Right behind me, our elected officials will be inside debating Vic Health's existence. So we're here to tell them that we want Vic Health to stay. Because Vic Health is still standing right now, but the fight is not over. We've got some great speakers lined up today to tell you how important the work that Vic Health does is to our community, our state, and our country, and quite frankly, the world. I would like to introduce Dr. Tim Reid, member for Brunswick and fierce advocate for Vic Health.
Thank you all for coming, despite the weather. It really is, this is straight off Antarctica, this one. So good on you for coming. And many of you will know aspects of my story around Vic Health. A long time ago, in the 1980s, I was a medical student, and I somehow got caught up in that campaign to get rid of cigarette advertising. And some of us actually got arrested spray painting health warnings on cigarette ads back in the day. I remember my grandmother complaining that I could have done something more useful. But the Labor government at the time, the Kaine government, was a world leader in initiating a ban on cigarette advertising, with Liberal Party support, setting up a health promotion foundation, Vic Health, to partly fill in the funding gap created by the withdrawal of tobacco companies for sport. That was the sort of genesis of Vic Health at the time, and it seemed a very sensible thing to do. And wisely, the Parliament back in, I think it was 1987, when they passed the Tobacco Act, they put three MPs on the board of VicHealth. And until a few months ago, I've been one of the MPs on the board, along with a Liberal MP, Bridget Vallance, a Labor MP, Kathleen Matthews-Ward. And all three of us have, in our various ways, been lobbying and working against this decision to dissolve VicHealth into the Department of Health, like it somehow it could continue to function. And we all know that's not the case. As someone with a kind of health promotion pedigree and interest, and then in October last year when I was diagnosed with metastatic melanoma, something that could have been prevented if I'd worn long pants more as a kid, here am I going in for my expensive immunotherapy at Peter Mac and hearing that after almost 40 years, VicHealth is going to be abolished. And I couldn't stay silent. And so, as some of you may be aware, I made a public spectacle of my diagnosis. I always thought it's a bit showy to talk about your medical condition publicly and so on. But in this situation, it just seemed like I couldn't avoid it. And so I was heartened by the fact that in the upper house, the Liberals and the crossbenchers said that they wouldn't support legislation to abolish VicHealth. Except the problem is, this parliament's prorogued in September, there's an election coming, and we've got no idea what the next parliament's going to look like. I don't know how durable the commitment from the right of politics to save VicHealth is. Right now, Labor wants to abolish it, and we don't know what the next parliament's going to look like. I'm from the Greens. Obviously, the Greens are big on preventive health. We want to keep it going. Short of a Greens majority, there's going to be work to be done next year, all right? And in fact, even before next year, if you know candidates, upper house, lower house, if you have a chance to talk to anyone who's running for state parliament in the coming election, ask them what they think about VicHealth. It'd be well worth doing. And then you're going to have to keep doing that work next year. I thought I'd start with the politics because it's not guaranteed. The survival of VicHealth is not guaranteed beyond the end of this financial year. Then and after that, it's anybody's guess. There's work to be done, but given the temperature and the turnout here, I'm confident that the people I'm looking at can save it. So thanks for coming along. I'll finish there.
Thanks, Tim. I would like to introduce Giselle Hannes, Branch Secretary of the Community and Public Sector Union.
Well, what an extraordinary show of support for VicHealth. And what I want to emphasise is what the fight is actually about, because government keeps telling us they're not gutting VicHealth. Well, actually, what they want to do is absorb VicHealth into the Department of Health, and that will gut VicHealth, because the power of an independent health promotion organisation is its independence. We heard about some of the extraordinary health promotion success stories, SunSmart and cancer prevention, that around obesity awareness, nutrition of food that people are putting into their bodies. Those industries are supported by massive, massive lobbies. There is a lot of money behind big tobacco. There is a lot of money behind sugar. There is a lot of money behind alcohol. And that is why VicHealth has to remain independent. It wasn't that long ago, under the Commonwealth Gillard government, that big tobacco dragged the Australian people through litigation to prevent proper educational packaging on cigarettes. These tobacco lobbyists wanted to conceal the damage that tobacco does. That is the money behind big tobacco. That is the power of these corporations to prevent proper health promotion. And our governments are susceptible to that pressure. and we simply can't rely on them not to succumb to the money behind those industries. That is why Vic Health must remain independent. Tim Reid talked about the fact that this fight is not over. The reason it is won for now is because the balance of power in that parliament is on the side of Vic Health. But nothing was ever won in that parliament. It was always won on the streets first. And that is how this fight will be won. But it's not won yet. The workers, the people who are the ones who are wanting to protect the dignity of this workforce and the preciousness of Vic Health to provide for the Victorian community, those people are the guardians of this special project. It is the unity of them and the community, all of you, that will together fight for Vic Health. We will be here forever until we save Vic Health, until we can secure that commitment, not just from this government, but all governments, because our health is not something to be messed with, and we must push against the wave of misinformation about what health actually is. Comrades, solidarity forever, that is what wins outcomes for people.